In charge of all of these things.
您呢，就是说是掌管这一切。
And Lord, we pray especially for Mrs. Wong and her daughter and their family at this time.
所以主要在这个时候，我们特别的为黄太阳、啊、还有他的女儿呢，还有他的家人祷告。
And Mrs. Wong's daughter is praying for justice in the courts regarding the operation of her school.
所以呢，黄太女儿呢，她现在呢在庭上呢，就是说是要求这样的公正，就是说关于她的那个私校的那个运营。
But Lord, we pray that her daughter will realize that just as justice is required in this life, so justice is required before God, and she must make sure that her heart is right with God.
所以这个呢，主要我们也知道呢，就是说是，您呢让他意识到呢，公正就是公正，在今生里我们需要公正，那么说呢，在永生里我们更需要公正，那么说呢，有我们祷告，他的内心呢，在与神之间呢，能够得到归位。
So we pray that she will seek justice in the courts and also justice before God by seeking forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son.
所以呢，我们就祷告呢，就是说在庭上呢能有公平公正存在。同样呢，就是说是在那个永恒里，那么说呢，通过我们的主耶稣基督您的爱子的宝血，他也能在主面前得到公义。
So we pray, Lord, that you will bless today. Help Joe. Thank you for his kindness in speaking to us. We pray that you will speak to us through him.
比如说、啊、就是说我们今天感谢呢，就是 Joe 呢今天能够来跟我们讲到，所以呢我们祈求呢您呢通过 Joe 跟我们说话。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Joe. You go ahead.
Okay, Harold.
谢谢 Joe， 你开始了。
We're thinking about you, of course, and praying that you'll have a speedy recovery. And I am glad to be here today.
今天我们今天非常感，我今天非常感谢，感谢 Harold 请我来，也祷告了 Harold 的那个，就是说是感冒能够快快的康复。
I understand that Chinese Lunar New Year is coming next week.
所以呢，我知道呢，就是下个星期呢是中国的春节。
And I looked it up last night, and I believe your animal of the year for 2026 is the horse.
所以我昨天晚上呢查了一下，你们那个就是2026年的这个就是说是属相，它就是马。
The horse is actually a prominent figure or animal in the scriptures.
所以呢，就是说是其实呢，马呢在圣经里呢，它是一个就是说是一个永恒的一个就是永久的一个形象。
I might remind you that at the end of Revelation, I believe it's in chapter 19, I forget now, but the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come out of heaven leading an army on a white horse.
所以我相信呢，就是说在那个启示录里，启示录里第十九章，我记得不太清楚，就是说是在最后的时候呢，主耶稣基督呢，他会呢带领他的军队，所有的都是骑在白马上的。
He's not coming in a jet plane, or he's not coming in some military equipment. He's coming on a white horse.
所以我们来的时候呢，并不是说是驾着战斗机来，也不是说是用其他的军队的装备，而是都是骑在白马上。
I thought that maybe we'd look up just a couple of verses, maybe three, about that, because we want to learn that because an animal may be significant, we don't trust in animals.
因为这个呢，我相信呢，我们大家看一些经文，经文呢就是说是，我们因为呢这动物呢它并不是最重要的，因为我们并不相信动物。
So, as an introduction to my message today, let's look up three verses about horses in the Bible.
所以在我们今天的那个讲道开始之前呢，我们来看三节经文关于马的。
Psalm 33 will be our first verse, verse 17. Psalm 33 and 17.
所以诗篇的,
33 and verse 17. And it says, a horse is a vain hope for safety. Shall it deliver any by its great strength?
第十七节说，靠马保平而是枉然，马也不能因力大拯救人。
A horse is a very significant animal, especially when it comes to battles and wars.
Amen.
所以呢，马呢，它其实是非常重要的一个动物，特别是呢，在战争时期。
And it's possible that some might trust in the strength or the stature of the horse, but God says it's a vain thing.
所以呢，也就是有可能的，有些人呢，他们靠着这个马的，就是力量，或者说马的那个雕像，但是说神呢，说呢，靠着靠马是枉然的。
Let's go to Psalm 147, please. Psalm 147.
让我们翻到呢诗篇147篇。
And we'll look at verse 10 and 11.
我们要看呢第十节和第十一节。
Psalm 147 and verse 10.
诗篇147章第四第十节
He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy.
所以他不喜悦马的力大，不喜爱人的腿快。耶和华喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。It is
possible, and it probably was very common, that if you had a good horse, a strong horse, a fast horse, you could get out of any situation you needed to.
所以这个呢，也是这种可能性。你有可能呢，拥有一匹呢，就是非常的好的马，也非常快的马。那么说呢，在这很多情况下呢，它会让你脱离那种困境。The
scriptures are very clear. It's good to have a good horse. It's good to have strong, healthy legs. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him. And not the animals or your own strength.
这个里面呢，就是圣经呢讲的非常清楚的。你有一匹好的马，有一匹力大的，就是腿快的马，那是一件好事儿。但是呢，主呢，就是说是还是喜悦，就是主耶和华喜悦呢，敬畏他和盼望他怜悯的人。Just
one more verse, and we'll leave the Chinese New Year. For now, but it's in Proverbs chapter 21, please.
这个我们再讲一节经文，然后呢，我们离开这个春节的这个主题，在箴言第21章。
And the verse is verse 31.
就是这个经文是31节。
So Proverbs 21 and verse 31 says, The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord.
这个箴言第21章第31节说，马是为打仗之日预备的，但安稳在乎耶和华。
Let me say that I am intrigued with the various animals for the Chinese New Year. What do you call that? Emblem? Anyhow, what am I trying to say?
他说让我来，就是说是交换一下，就是说是这个中国的那个，就是说是这就是属相这个动物，他试图怎么说呢？好像他准备说马是吧？
You might know that the United States writes on their currency, on their money, "In God We Trust." However, if they trust in God, that's one thing, but that they do have it on their money.
所以这个里面呢，就是我们在美国的那个美元上呢，他说呢，我们相信神，但是呢，就是说他写在那个钱上呢是一回事儿。那么说另外呢，他们其实有他们自己信的东西。
So the Christian, we're told as Christians that we're not to have any idols, we're not to have any images, we're not to have anything that we worship other than our God.
所以作为基督徒来说呢，我们呢就是啊，很多东西呢，我们被告知了，我们不能去相信那个偶像，也不能去相信我们自己的东西，我们唯一要相信的就是神。
We're certainly, as an American, I can say we certainly do not trust in our currency or our dollar. We trust in the Lord.
所以呢，我们作为美国人来说呢，我们肯定是我们不相信我们的金钱，我们相信的是主。
Now, I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles now, and we're going to turn to the New Testament, to the book of Colossians, chapter 2.
现在呢，我们要把我们的圣经翻到呢，就是说是新约，就是哥罗西书的第二章。
Book of the New Testament, Colossians chapter 2.
所以呢，我们看看新约里哥罗西书第二章。
You might remember that this is one of the fellowships or one of the areas that Paul writes to while he is in prison.
所以我们大家记得呢，这是其中的一个领域，就是说其中的一些事情呢，一封信呢，使得保罗他在监狱里写的。
Paul is in prison because he's a Christian and because he worships the Lord Jesus Christ alone.
所以呢，使得保罗呢，他被关在监狱里呢，是因为他是一位基督徒，他只敬拜主。
Almost 2,000 years have passed since he wrote this letter, and there are people in prison today like Paul because they follow the Lord and they worship him alone.
这个里面呢，就是说是基本上过了2000年以后呢，这幅书写了，今天呢，当今仍然有人被关在监狱里，因为呢，他们呢相信主耶稣，他们只敬拜主耶稣，因为他们是基督徒。
We know the Bible says in the end times it will get even there will be even greater persecution for the Christian.
因为我们知道呢，在圣经里说呢，就是在末世的时候，对基督徒的迫害呢会更加的厉害。
If you are here today joining us and you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you need to prepare yourself for persecution.
如果你今天在这里呢，你是一位基督徒，那你来参加我们的会议，那么说你应该准备好受迫害。
It is predictable, it is scriptural, and it will happen, and it is happening in other places today.
所以这个呢，是可预见的，也是圣经里所讲的，也是在世界上其他地方现在正在发生的事情。
we seem to be exempt at the moment from physical persecution or incarceration or harm by the grace of God.
因为今天呢，我们就是说是看起来了，我们就是并没有陷到那个就是说是身体上的那种迫害和受伤害，借着神的恩典保护了我们。However,
you need to prepare yourself because the day is coming.
但是呢，你必须呢去准备好，因为这个日子快来了。Jesus
said, if they hated me, they will hate you.
所以主耶稣说呢，如果他们恨了我，那么他们也会恨你们。We
know that it is given us in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but to suffer for his name.
因为我们就是说是因为呢，我们相信呢，在我们这一方面呢，我们不仅仅是需要相信他，同样呢，我们要去服侍主耶稣。I
would like for us to read three verses out of chapter 2, verses 6, 7, and 8.
所以我们今天呢，要读几节经文，在哥罗西书第二章呢，就是第六节、第七节、第八节，哥罗西书第二章。
Sort of answering the question, while I'm waiting for the Lord to come, or while I'm waiting for death, what do I do in the meantime?
因为使徒保罗呢，就是说是在回答这样一个问题：当我们呢，就是说是等待主的再来的时候，那么当下我们应该做些什么？
And we're given some very clear and simple directions in these verses.
在这些经文里给出我们非常简单、非常清晰的那个解释。
I'll read verses 6, 7, and 8.
我要来读第六、第七、第八节。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware, lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
哥罗西书第二章第六节说呢，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当在他里面行，在他里面生根建造信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的哲学 和虚空的诡诈，不照着基督，而照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
Sometimes you may get the impression that all we have to do is trust Jesus as our Savior, and then everything will just be great.
所以有时候呢，你可能会有这样一种想法，就是说呢，我们所有要做的仅仅就是相信主耶稣基督就行了，然后呢，一切都会没事的。Let
me assure you that the Bible never says on earth everything is going to be really, really good after you become a Christian.
所以我让我呢，让大家跟大家确认这一点。圣经呢，从来没有说过，当你呢在相信了主耶稣基督，或者说你成了基督徒以后，你在地上的一切事情呢，都会变得非常非常好。Jesus
never said to his disciples, everything is going to be really, really good. All you have to do, just follow me.
所以主耶稣基督从来没对他的门徒们说呢，就是说是一切一切都会变得非常非常好，你们所要做的只是跟从我就行了。
Well, let me tell you what is really, really good when you trust him as your savior.
Amen.
所以呢，让我告诉你们，当你信了他为你的救主以后呢，什么事情是非常非常非常好的？
You get forgiveness of your sins and you get adopted into the family of God.
因为你的罪呢，得到了赦免，你被收养进神的家，大家庭。
You have a Savior who will never leave you or forsake you.
所以你有一个救主，他永远呢不会撇弃你，不会抛弃你。
He says, "I'll be the good shepherd, and you'll be the sheep."
他说呢，我会是好牧人，你们都是会成为好羊。
I will walk through the dark valley and carry you through the deep waters.
我会呢，就是说是带你呢穿过黑暗的幽谷，带你穿过深水。
Trials and troubles will not overcome you, neither will the fire harm you. I am your God.
所以呢，就是试炼和其他的试探呢，都就算你通过火，就是说也不会伤害你，因为我是你的主，你的神，我与你同在。
When you die or when I come, I will take you to heaven to be with me forever and ever.
所以呢，当你死了以后，或者说我再来的时候，我会带你呢进入永恒，和我永远在一起。
But while you are on earth and waiting for that day, there's going to be troubles.
但是呢，当你在地球上，当你等待那一天的时候呢，你们会有苦难。
But just remember, I will never leave you or forsake you.
但是要记住呢，我永远不会撇弃你，不会遗弃你。
When you go through the waters, I'll be with you.
当你呢穿过深水的时候，我会与你同在。
I am your God, and I'm not going anywhere. We're going together through the trials.
所以呢，我是你的神啊，我不会去到任何地方。当你通过试炼的时候呢，我会和你一起通过。
But you will have trials.
但是呢，你会有试炼。
Now let's look at our text a little closer.
因为我们再更近的看一下我们的这些经文。
There are several things we want to highlight.
所以在这里有几个事情呢，我们要划重点。
Verse 6, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
第六节说，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当在他里面行。
The first thing I want to point out is that there is a time in every Christian's life when they received the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，就是说，我呢，就是首先要提醒大家，说是当每一个基督徒他们接受主耶稣基督的时候呢，这里会有发生一些事儿。
Man has invented something called religion.
所以人呢，发明了一些东西，称之为宗教。
And religion says you need to receive a doctrine, a teaching.
所以宗教说呢，你需要呢接受一个教义，需要接受一些教导。
Religion says you need to receive a philosophy, a way of thinking.
所以呢，宗教说呢，你要去呢，就是接受这样一个哲学，就是说呢，你要去思考。
And religion says you need a set of rules and you need to go to church.
所以呢，宗教说呢，你必须呢，设立规则，你需要去到教会。
The Bible says you need to receive Jesus.
Amen.
圣经说呢，你只需要接受主耶稣。
He is the only one who can help you.
他是唯一一个可以帮助你的人。
And he is the only one who can take you to heaven to be with the Father.
他是唯一一位可以把你带到天堂和父神在一起的。
So the text says, as you have received Jesus.
所以这个经文说呢，你们既然接受了耶稣，
walk in him.
就当在他里面行。
Okay, so two different times, two different decisions we're talking about now.
所以呢，两个不同的时期，两个不同的决定，是我们刚才谈到的。
If you claim to be a Christian and you're here today, I want you to think about when did you receive the Lord Jesus?
所以如果你宣称你自己是个基督徒，今天在这里的话呢，我要你去想一下，你是什么时候接受了主耶稣的呢？
The Bible is very clear. When we were born on earth or in this present life, we were not Christians.
所以圣经讲得非常清楚，当我们在这个地球上出生的时候呢，我们并不是基督徒。
That's why the Bible says you must be born again.
这就是圣经说呢，为什么说你必须重生？
Another birth, not another physical birth, but this time a spiritual birth.
是另外一个出生，另外一个出生呢，并不是说你的肉体的出生，而是你在灵里的出生。
The spiritual birth happens when you receive Jesus as your Savior.
当你接受主耶稣为你救主之后呢，这个重生呢就发生了。
So we might ask ourselves a question, how would you do that? What does that mean to receive Jesus?
所以我们有可能问自己一个问题，那怎么能去做呢？你怎么样去接受主耶稣呢？
Well, the Bible says to receive Jesus, the first thing you have to do is you have to hear the gospel message.
其实你说呢，你呢要接受主耶稣基督呢，首先你要做的事情呢，你必须要听到福音。
And the gospel message says that Christ died for our sins.
所以那个就是福音的信息告诉我们呢，基督呢为我们的罪而死。
That he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
所以呢，他被埋葬了，然后在第三天复活，遵照经文来说。
This is the good news.
这是好消息。
It's called the gospel.
他称之为福音。
Now, we have to understand that we have a need. We are born into this world separated from God.
所以我们必须理解，我们有一个需要。我们出生在这个世界上的时候呢，我们与神隔开了。
The Bible says, all have sinned, therefore all are sinners.
所以圣经说呢，人人都犯了罪，因此呢，每个人都是罪人。
And sin separates us from God. There is no sin with God or in heaven, and we're separated because of our sin.
所以呢，罪呢，让我们与神之间呢，隔绝，因为在神里是没有罪的，在天堂里也没有罪，因此呢，罪把我们与神之间隔开了。
The Bible says we're like sheep. We've all gone astray. We've all gone our own way, not God's way.
所以圣经说呢，我们都像迷途的羔羊，我们都走自己的路，我们呢就是有自己想法，并没有走神的路。
So the problem is, as sinners, we're separated from God, and we need to come to God.
所以呢，现在的问题是呢，就是罪人呢，如果与神隔开了，我们必须要来到神这里。
This is where Jesus came into the picture for our salvation.
这就是为什么主耶稣都来到这里呢，给我们救恩。
The wages of sin is death, and so Christ died for our sins.
罪的工价是死，因此呢，基督呢为我们的罪而死。
He is our representative person. He substituted himself for us.
所以他是我们的代表，然后呢，他用他自己替代了我们。
So in order for me to accept him or receive him, I must first hear this message.
所以呢，为了呢，就是说是我去接纳他或者接受他了，我必须首先要听到这样的道。
I must first realize I am in trouble. I have offended a holy God.
因为我必须呢意识到呢，我是一个罪人呢，我冒犯了一个圣洁的神。However,
it's not enough just to know that I'm a sinner or just to know that Christ died for our sins. It's not enough.
所以呢，但是呢，就是说，知道我是个罪人，知道主耶稣基督呢为我的罪而死，这个并不足够。The
Bible makes it very clear: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
圣经呢讲得非常清楚，信主耶稣基督，你必得救。As
many as received Him. To them, God gave the right to become the children of God.
对那些呢接纳他的人呢，神呢赐给他们这样的权利，成为神的孩子。Believing,
receiving, and trusting are absolutely necessary for salvation.
所以呢，相信、接受，然后信靠。 是对那个救恩的绝对的要求的条件。When
you receive Jesus, you accept him as your own personal savior.
当你接受主耶稣基督以后呢，你接受他为你的个人救主。Now,
we might say, well, okay, I've done that. I have trusted Jesus as my savior.
所以，OK，我们有可能说呢，我已经这么做了，我已经呢相信了主耶稣基督为我的救主。Well,
that's a great start, but your life's not over now.
所以呢，好吧，那是一个很好的开端，但是你的人生呢，并没有结束。It's
not like okay. If I accept Jesus as my Savior, I can just go back to work or go back to school or just get back to normal living, right?
因为他并不是这样，就是说呢，我相信了主耶稣基督为我救主，那么好吧，我回去啊工作，我回去上学，一切呢都回到正常。
No, the answer to that is wrong. You will never be the same once you have accepted Jesus as your Savior.
不是的，你这样的答案是完全错误的。当你接受了主耶稣基督为你救主以后呢，你不再是同一个人了。You
see, when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, He comes to live in your heart.
所以你看呢，就是当你相信主耶稣基督为你救主以后呢，他来到你的心里住下了。
He occupies your body. Your body becomes his temple to live in.
因为就是他呢占领了你的身体，然后呢，你的身体呢变成了一个圣洁的殿。When
Jesus was on earth with his disciples, he said, I am with you.
所以当主耶稣基督呢在地球上的时候呢，他跟他的门徒们说呢，我与你们同在。
There came a time when Jesus went back to heaven.
然后呢，有那个时候呢，主耶稣基督回到天堂去了。And
so he said to his disciples, now I'm going to live in you in the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，他跟他的门徒们说呢，就是说现在呢，我要住在里面，借着圣灵的大能。
When Jesus comes into your heart, into your mind, into your life, he changes you.
当主耶稣的进到你的内心，进到你的思想里面的时候呢，他改变了你。
Your thoughts and your words and your actions are different now.
所以呢，你的思想、你的言语、你的行动呢，现在是不一样了。
You have a new life now. You're born again, a new creation.
所以呢，你现在呢有一个新的生命，你是一个新的被造物，你现在是重生了。
The Bible says, old things pass away, and all new things that come are of God.
所以呢，圣经说呢，旧事已过，所有的从神来的新事都来了。
So when we become Christians, we have a new lifestyle, we have new ambitions now.
因为就是说，是我当我们成为呢基督徒以后呢，我们有了一个新的生活方式，我们有了新的野心。
We may look the same on the outside, but on the inside, Jesus begins to change us.
因为呢，我们在外面呢，有可能看起来是一样的，但是在里面，主耶稣基督呢，改变了我们。
Maybe before you were a Christian, you did things you should not do.
但是呢，就是也许呢，你成为基督徒以后呢，你去做一些你不该做了一些你不该做的事情。
But before you were a Christian, you had no power to overcome these things in your life.
在你呢，就是说是你成为基督徒之前呢，在你的人生里，你没有力量去改变、去克服这些事情。
You were living like every other person who is not a Christian, and you couldn't change your lifestyle.
所以你和其他的那些周围的不是基督徒的人的生活也是一样的，你不能改变你的生活方式。
Maybe you had bad habits or bad thoughts, or maybe you said bad words.
也许你呢有一些坏的思想，一些坏的习惯，你说了一些不好的话。
When Jesus comes into your heart, he says, We're not going to live like this anymore. I'm going to give you a better life now.
所以，当主耶稣基督来到你内心以后呢，他说呢，我们不再像那样去生活了，我要给你一个新生。
My father's going to be your father now. Children of God are going to be your brothers and sisters in Christ now.
所以呢，我的父呢又成为你的父，那个就是说是那么说呢，神的孩子呢，在基督里的就会成为你的弟兄了。
All of this happens as we receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
所有这些呢发生呢，就是因为我们接受了主耶稣基督为我们的救主。
Now, don't get discouraged because you think, well, all of that didn't happen to me just yet.
现在不要感到灰心，你说呢？这上面讲的所有的事情还没有在我身上发生。
Well, when a little baby is born, it takes years for them to grow up as an adult.
当那个婴孩出生的时候呢，要花很多年，他才能成长为一个成年人。
And for them to grow up as a healthy baby, they need lots of care and the right food and lots of sleep, and they will naturally grow up.
所以这个里面呢，就是因为为了让他们成为成年人呢，他们需要很多的关怀，需要呢就是说很多的照顾，需要那个就是说是吃正确的食物，然后呢他们不会就是说是自然而然就长大了。
When a person becomes a Christian, they're just born again, they're just a little baby, and it takes time for them to grow up.
因为那一个人呢，就是说是重生以后呢，他成为基督徒以后呢，他们只是一个小婴孩，他们需要时间呢去长大。
But they are Christians and they are in the family of God.
但是他们确实是基督徒，他们在神的大家庭里。
And they have to feed on the Word of God, and they have to fellowship with other Christians to grow, just like you're doing today.
因为他们必须呢，让神的话喂养他们和他其他的基督徒们谈气，才能成长。就像你们今天来参加学习一样。
So if you grow in the Lord and fellowship with other Christians and read your Bible, you will grow in Christ.
因为如果呢，你是呢，就是说是和其他的基督徒呢也这样的谈气，去读圣经，那么说呢，你就会在基督里成长。
Now let me try to explain something else. It doesn't mean that you're kind of a Christian and then you're going to be more of a Christian and then one day you're going to be a real Christian. It doesn't mean that.
现在让我跟大家讲呢，就是说呢，这个并不意味着是说你今天呢是一类的基督徒，那么说呢，就是稍后呢你会更加基督徒，在最后呢你会成为一个真正的基督徒，并不是这样的一个发展过程。
When you accept the Lord Jesus as your own Savior, you are born again that day, and that settles it for all eternity.
因为当你接受主耶稣基督为你的救主，你那天，那一刻你重生了，就已经设定了你的永恒。
But now, as a Christian, not to be a Christian, but as a Christian, I have the responsibility to live like a Christian.
所以现在呢，作为一个基督徒，并不是说我是个基督徒。作为一个基督徒呢，我必须活得像个基督徒。That's
what the next part of our verse says in verse 6. So walk in him.
这就是我们在第六节里另一部分所说的。
As you receive the Lord Jesus, walk in him.
当你接受了主耶稣基督以后呢，在他里面行。
So, if I received him by hearing the word and believing the message and accepting him, that's the way I'm going to walk in him.
所以这个里面呢，当我呢，就是说是，听到了，相信了，听到了福音呢，相信了以后，相信了这个道以后，接受了主耶稣基督以后呢，我们就当在他里面行。So
on August 29, 1970, I became a Christian.
在1970年8月29号，我成为了基督徒。That
will be 56 years ago this August.
那么到今年8月为止，应该是56年前了。Guess
what I've been doing for the last 56 years?
所以你猜猜，在过去的56年里，我都做了些什么？
I have not been trying to become a Christian for 56 years. I have, by the grace of God, lived a Christian life for the last 56 years.
就在过去的56年里，我并没有试图的成为一个基督徒。借着神的恩典呢，我一直试图活的像个基督徒。That's
what it means when it says walk in him every day. My life, how I live, what I do. That's what it's talking about.
这就是这里所说的，就当在他里面的行，在他里面行的，就是说我们我的每一天，我怎么样去生活，我怎么样去行动，这就是这里所讲到的。我们要在他里面行。It
doesn't say receive the Lord Jesus and then go back to the old life. It says, receive the Lord Jesus and then walk in him.
所以这里并没有说呢，你接受主耶稣基督以后呢，回到你过去的人生里，而是说呢，你接受主耶稣基督，当在他里面行。
And it doesn't mean walking him one day or one week or one year. It means continually walking in him.
所以这个里面并没有说呢，在它里面呢，行呢一天一个星期，或者说一年。这里讲的是你要继续在它里面行。
Walking is lifestyle. How do people know you? Do they know you are a Christian?
所以这个行呢，是你的一个人生的那个方式。那么其他人怎么知道你是个基督徒呢？
Do people realize that you are different from other people because you say, I am a Christian?
所以呢，因为你说你是基督徒，其他的人呢意识到你和其他的人不一样了吗？
Is Jesus changing you every day for the better? Are you growing in Christ?
所以主耶稣呢，有没有把你变得一天比一天好？或者说呢，你是不是在基督里成长了呢？
And so the big challenge, the big responsibility now is just like I received him. Day after day after day, I'm going to walk in him.
因为这个里面的这个就是说是极大的挑战，或者说你极大的责任，就是因为呢，你接受了他以后呢，我现在要一天又一天，每天都在他里面行。
Do you know that you can say you are a Christian and not be a Christian?
你知道，你可以说你是基督徒，但你
Jesus said, you will know my disciples by the way they live.
所以呢，主耶稣基督说呢，你会知道我的门徒们通过他们怎样去生活。
Christians are different. They are not like everybody else. They live for Christ.
所以基督徒呢，他是不一样的，他不像周围其他的人，他们为了基督而活。Let me
encourage you. That is not easy. There's very difficult decisions will be before you.
所以呢，让我呢就是鼓励大家呢，这个呢就是说是并不容易，这个这是一个非常的就是艰难的决定，你要去做。Sometimes
you may have to go against what your friends do.
所以呢，有时候呢，你必须呢去与你的朋友们所做的事情呢恰恰相反的去做。You
may be the only one in your family who is a real Christian.
你有可能是你家庭里面的唯一一个真正的基督徒。And
and maybe your family does not understand why you're having this new life now.
也许呢，你的家人呢，他们不理解为什么呢？你现在呢，有这样的一个新的生命。As
you walk in Christ, you should be a better husband, a better wife, a better son or daughter, or better mother and father, because Christ is changing you.
因为呢，你在基督里行，所以你现在应该成为一个更好的丈夫、更好的妻子、更好的儿子、更好的女儿、更好的父母。因为呢，你已经接受了基督，基督改变了你。When
you become a Christian, you do not have to have a list of rules and regulations because you want to live for the Lord. It's a privilege.
Amen.
Our time has come to an end, and as usual, I've only begun.
所以呢，我们的照正常的来说呢，时间也到了，但是我的讲道却刚刚开始。
So I trust that some of these thoughts are encouraging and also challenging to you.
所以呢，我相信呢，这些事情呢，可以去啊鼓励到你们，或者说挑战到你们。
Let me close in prayer.
让我做一个结束的祷告。
Father, in your love and mercy, show yourself to us today.
所以父啊，借着您的怜悯和恩典呢，把您自己显现给我们今天。
Open our eyes by your Spirit to see the truth.
所以打开我们的眼睛，通过您的圣灵呢，来看到真理。
And lead us in the way we should go.
Amen.
所以呢，带领我们走我们应该走的路。
For Christ's sake, Amen.
所以因为基督的缘故 ，Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.